This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The rest of the country seems to be catching on to what Michigan beer lovers have known all along. Michigan was just listed as number 5 on USA Today's list of the 10 best craft brew states in the country. So it seems we're not only the Great Lakes state, we are becoming the great beer state. And the buzz around the growing microbrewery scene in Michigan has been amped up with news that the state's first mobile canning line is being launched. Now microbreweries around Michigan can get cans of their brew onto store shelves without having to invest in costly canning equipment. Joining me here in the studio is the co-founder of Michigan Mobile Canning, Andrew McLean. Good to have you with us.
I appreciate you having me.
Well, you had to be pretty cheered and probably saying, yes, I knew that, to hear the number 5 ranking, the USA Today list.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Michigan has definitely made its place nationally as the great beer state. It's a pretty exciting time to just be a Michigan beer drinker.
And how long has this been building? Like, where for the people who haven't been really following it closely, when did the rise in microbreweries begin and take off?
Certainly the boom, the big boom everyone's talking has been, you know, past 3 to 4 years. But Michigan has been steadily growing since the 90s. I mean, you had the early guys. Certainly Larry Bell is nationally known as one of the trailblazers in craft beer. We've had quite a few come along, and some of the biggest ones in the state have been here for quite a while. You know, maybe now they're just getting more of the attention because everyone's talking craft beer because it's such a growing industry inside Michigan where, you know, it doesn't necessarily have as many growing industries. This is a point of pride for a lot of people in the state.
So you are the co-founder of Michigan Mobile Canning. Explain how this works.
Yeah. My partner and I, Scott Richards, he's up in Traverse City. We've invested in a specially configured canning line. So it means it can fit on the back of a box truck. We arrive to the brewer's facilities and we can their beer for them. We'll bring, obviously, the equipment, but we'll also bring all the supplies, including pre-labeled cans. And we're doing it kind of a cool way to let them do smaller batches. Mm-hmm. If you go to a Crown or a Ball, the can you manufacturers, and let them know you want to can some beer, they're going to laugh at you if you don't have more than a truckload. We're talking like 200,000 cans.
Okay.
And it just doesn't work. It doesn't work for a lot of the guys that we want to work with. They can't make that kind of crazy upfront investment.
What kind of amount might they be talking about if you're a small microbrewery?
30,000 easily, just in cans alone. That's the cans, and then you have to find a spot to warehouse them until you're done using them. That's probably 5 years worth of cans, at least.
Oh, really?
For a lot of the guys we're talking to.
Okay.
So what we've done, we're working with the guys out in Colorado called Mobile Canning, the first in the country to do it, I suppose first in the world. And we're buying blank cans in bulk, and we're doing a sleeve label system where we'll get labels printed, affix them. It goes through a little heat exchange, so it wraps right around the can. It ends up being a very cool look, and they're able to do, you know, pay-as-you-go kind of thing. We'll just show up with all those cans labeled, and we're set to can the amount of beer they want.
How did you and your partner seize on this idea? I know you've been part of the beer scene for a long time.
Well, it's funny. My brother-in-law posted an NPR article on my Facebook page. You know, I read it, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. He knew I was a beer guy, and that's about as far as it went for about 3-4 weeks.
And what was the article?
It was about mobile canning industry.
In Colorado.
The guys out in Colorado and a couple of the other ones doing it out west. And I thought about it. I was like, wow, that's awesome. You know, that would work great for Michigan. 3 to 4 weeks later, I'm sitting here still thinking about it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to at this point have to convince myself it's a bad idea. I had never intended to start a business. But once I saw that and I knew what sense it made for Michigan brewers, it's something I had to look into. So I just started cold calling, cold emails the companies who were mentioned in the article. And the great thing about craft beer is they're happy to help. They take the call and they say, here's what we did. Here's kind of our process. A lot of other industries, I don't think you would see that kind of cooperation and sharing of information.
I was going to say, if you were even calling the big guys, the mega breweries, you would not be getting.
But craft beer is very much about the community and sharing information because they know that people aren't one brand loyal in craft beer. On macro beer, you have Bud guys and Miller guys and Coors guys. For whatever reason, they have that big brand loyalty. But you just drink great Michigan craft beer, and you don't stick to one. You try every different thing, and that's what's really cool about what's happening in Michigan is all the breweries work together because they understand all their clients are the same, and the more that they can work together, the better it is for all of them and Michigan craft beer in general. There's a lot of ways I think you could get into the craft beer business to try to make a little bit of money right now since it's growing very fast, but this is one that it was important to me to be able to help them in the process. I didn't want to just jump on and have a company that makes a quick dime. that doesn't make any sense for us. So what we're doing is we can help them grow and be a part of their growth, which is extremely exciting for us.
So you know the Michigan beer scene. What's your favorite Michigan brew?
That's the toughest part. It changes based on the weather. You know, we had a sunny day yesterday, and I'm looking for something very different than I was the day before when it was raining and you had a little bit of flurries. So it definitely changes day to day, and it changes. The great part is we have so much to choose from. You don't have to have a favorite because there are so many great ones.
Excellent and tactful. Very, very good.
I'm getting smart.
Andrew McLean, the co-founder of Michigan Mobile Canning, pushing Michigan's microbrewery scene to a new level. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, I appreciate the time.